Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love this. But, you know, here's what you're getting ready to experience. Vincent is joining me here today. Vincent Jenner was joining me here today for a lot of reasons. But one is this. When you create a book and it becomes a number one bestseller, I just want to start with that. Or you create a book that gets the attention of so many people, you have to ask yourself a couple of questions. One, how did the author know that this is a real pothole that people are stepping in at the time they write the book, time Vincent writes the book? How do you know? And then how does he know what he knows? See, this is what I love about my conversation with him, who he is, and the book that we're about to talk about. Because you ready? The secret that's holding you back. This is so fascinating because, you know, so many of us have often wondered, why is it I step out and I keep going and I feel like I got my fuel tank is filled. I feel like I got so many things going on. I feel like, and then hello, the brakes are put on. So the opposite of becoming unstoppable is becoming stoppable. So if you want to know the secret that's holding you back, this is a show for you today. I'm so thrilled to have Vincent join me again, as we have been together several times. Gifted psychic, you know, look, knowledge and experience, but understands what it means to both lean into the intuitive nature, but understands what the mind does as a therapist, understands, you know, who he is and what we can do. When you kind of put these things together, right? And you look at metaphysics, you look at studying Edgar Cayce, you look at how you become who he is in the world, whether it's ABC, NBC, television, radio, it doesn't matter. There's one thing that he does, and he does it better than most, and that is helps people get on with the amazing life. Today, are you ready for this? Because this is where we're going with it. We're going to look at what's holding you back. The other thing I want to say to all of you, the phone lines are open throughout this show today, 1-800-930-2819. Because if you want to get an insight on what is holding you back or what is stopping you, or even if you don't think you're stopped, but you're not where you want to be, which is essentially you're stopped, this is the show for you. Vincent, it's so great to have you today.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Pat, I can bring you with me everywhere. Just I'll send you in first because you make me look so good before I even say anything. But that's who you are anyway, right? You can't help that. Thank you so much for having me back. It's such a great pleasure to be here.
You're so right about that. It's interesting because I have come to grips with that's who I am. I love honoring the work that people do. And, you know, the best advice I got was from Shirley MacLaine when we were sharing the stage together. And I spent 2 hours in a green room with Shirley. And I just love her. But when we were done, she says, let me see. This is at the Big Ben Arroyo. She comes out and she says, all right, I want to see how you're introducing me. You're going to do my first act. I said, yeah. Everybody's scared to death of her, right? I'm like, I love her. I want to see how you're going to work the stage. Show me how you're going to work the stage. So I'm like, what? Am I auditioning for Shirley MacLaine? But here's what I learned. I learned you're right, Vincent. See, this is the thing I love to do. I love to bring people like you to the forefront because you are the folks that are going to help our audience. I love to be a student and learn about this. But that day that Shirley showed me how to walk that stage in the only way that Shirley MacLaine can, changed every other talk I had ever done.
Oh.
But she also said the same thing you did. And I want to get to that. Each of us has our life path, but this book, The Secret to Holding You Back, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on everything you're doing. We have got to get underneath this rock. We have got to find out what the heck's going to crawl out from under here that is just not allowing us to move forward. I mean, what happened to you that this had to pop into you where you said, I have got to bring this message out now? What was it?
You know, it wasn't one thing that occurred, Dr. Pat. It was my entire experience. I mean, I've been involved in this for almost 40 years, and I can't believe I'm giving that away. That means I'm really, well, I started at 10 years old. No,
me
I didn't.
Me too.
Yeah, I know, right? So I've been, all that time, I've been involved in the metaphysical field, psychology field, spirituality field. Then I started working with clients, and so I've done thousands of readings with people from all over the world. I mean, I'm talking from Hong Kong to Australia, from Russia down to Japan and China, Vietnam, Yugoslavia. I mean, I'm getting client calls from all over the world, the UK, obviously, some of those locals, all of Canada and all of the United States. And what I come to understand is that this ancient wisdom, the stuff about the law of attraction and our ability to manifest and our ability to create the lives we want, it's just not working for everyone.
No, it's not.
It's ancient information, which means it's been out there. Okay, a lot of people want to say, well, it hasn't been available to most people. Well, you're right. It hasn't been available to mainstream, but it was available to a lot of other people who are holding on to it. And I didn't see their lives change very much either, other than they had this special material. Okay, now we've got the advent of the new thought, new age movement, the higher consciousness realm. We've got the internet. We've got all of this means now that we didn't have before to get this information across. The self-help and the spiritual book publishing company is a $33 billion a year industry with people buying all of this information, the How to Become Spiritual for Dummies books, the How to Use the Law of Attraction for Dummies books, all of the affirmation card dummy cards, all of them. And people are still saying, God, it's not working, which actually was the original title of my book, God, It's Not Working, What One Man
Found that
Makes Everything Work. But we decided to go with the secret that's holding you back because that was just more of an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
So it was so important for me, Dr. Pat, to see, okay, what's the common denominator? I'm the common denominator person. I want to go down to the core. You know, I don't want you to tell me, well, yeah, you got a hot problem. The whole arm is hurting. Well, why is my whole arm hurting? Well, because it's hurting you. I'm like, no, there's got to be something that's causing my arm to hurt. Is it a nerve? Is it the way I'm holding it? Is my elbow? Pinpoint it so that we can heal it. Well, I'm the same way with people's lives. What's holding you back? What is stopping you? And that was the inspiration for my book because of all the studies that I did, because of all that I saw, the research that I did. And I come to understand there is a common denominator that's holding everybody back. And that's what my book is all about.
And I love the way you start out because, look, you know me, I read the books. Of course, I'm going to do this interview, but I'm going to read the book. And then I'm going to go back and reread the book. And I'm going to ask myself, okay, I'm reading the book. Where do I find myself as the problem in any of this? Mm-hmm. I had a great mentor, Mary Louise Smith. Couldn't walk into her office. Amazing Black woman, beautiful. Red lips, smoke, chain smoker, walk into the room. I don't even open my mouth. She says, what part of the problem are you? I said, how do you know I'm coming with a problem? So I can see your face. And so I look at this introduction and I love that you flipped this around and said, you don't know what you don't know. Right? Because we'd like to say, I don't know what I don't know. But we do know, don't we?
It's in there, of course. We know everything, Dr. Pat, because it's all in there, but we've got it blocked. And here's the funny thing about that, that people have to understand. This is the reason why I went back. I was a psychic long before I was a psychotherapist. And so, yeah, that's right. I'm psychic and psycho.
I love it. I didn't want to say it, but I know Benny. It was on Benny's lips right there.
I know Benny's laughing right now.
He's laughing. If you saw his face, he'd be like laughing.
That's right. Well, I think he quoted to me one time. I don't know. But it was important for me that if I'm going into your mind and your soul as a psychic, because that's what my ability is, and I'm able to see those things, I realized that it was important for me to truly understand the human mind and brain. And development and all of that to find out, okay, what could be getting in the way? So I went back to school and I got my BA in psychology and my master's in clinical social work. So I did all of that studying and come to find out and understand that your brain is purposely causing all of this. It's purposely causing it. It's purposely blocking you. And I say that because I don't want people feel so bad about themselves. Look, we put this information out there, right? And people right now are listening to your show and they've listened to my shows and all the things that I say. And so many sit there and they go, I guess I just don't get it. I can't make it happen. I feel that doesn't work for me. I know I'm supposed to be able to manifest all that I want and I can't. And it actually makes them feel bad that they're not able to do what the law is today, right? They feel bad about that. They feel inadequate. It actually compounds those inner feelings. But I need them to know if that's not your fault. Your brain, it has two high functions. The highest function, keep us alive. That's obvious. The second highest function then is to protect us in order to keep us alive. Okay, so physically, we know how the brain protects us. For example, the coronavirus that was going all over the place, one of the symptoms is you have a fever, a low-grade fever. It's not the virus causing the fever. Your brain is actually purposely raising your body temperature to make it an unlivable environment for the virus or any bacteria. Right? That stands to reason. So another way that it protects us physically is if you're running out of oxygen. People always want to know, well, what's wrong with me? I just feel like I'm going to pass out or I have passed out. Passing out means somewhere in your body, you're not getting enough oxygen. Bottom line, that's it. Whatever is causing it, dehydration, you didn't sleep well enough, you got something else going on, doesn't matter. Your body purposely, your brain needs to make you lay flat. Okay, yeah. Because when you're laying flat and you're unconscious, you take a better breath. Now, in the process of protecting us, it does not pay attention to the side effects. Its agenda and its priority is that number one cause that's causing the problem. So it is not paying attention that when it raises your temperature, it's very uncomfortable, or if it raises it too much, you can actually die.
But isn't that like us for a minute? Isn't that the way we operate? Correct me if I'm wrong on this, because this is my takeaway from the book after the second read. I love that you are talking about this. This is so perfect. And what I realize is we do things in our lives and we don't see our own side effects. We may think we're doing something right out here. So we may think I am never going to have another love relationship ever again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, that actually was true for me. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, no.
Let me just comment on that. Oh, look, I'm blushing. That's horrible. I never blush. Okay. Benny, you got to take a shot of this. I did say that. And what I learned from, and there's a side effect that came from that. Just like what you're saying. Did I know the side effect? No. Did I learn the side effect? Yes. Did I know that I could reverse what I just said so that I could learn discernment in who I chose to love?
Yes.
I love talking about side effects. Are you going to talk about them?
Absolutely. And here's the point of that. So how does it protect us then emotionally? Now, you grow up And because of the way the environment treats you, and this is all in my book, and the messages you receive from the environment, good, bad, or indifferent, you wind up harboring all of those messages, especially the bad ones. I call them the maladaptive or the I'm nots. I'm not good enough. I'm not deserving. I'm not lovable. I'm not beautiful. I'm not smart enough. All of that comes from the messages you wind up receiving from day one and the way you're treated and the tension, however it is, right? Okay. So now you start growing up with those feelings of I'm not, and they feel bad, and the brain doesn't like that. You can't function in life normally if you're walking around feeling bad. As a matter of fact, you can actually see the people whose defense mechanisms are very weak are the ones who experience things like depression, anxiety, all of that stuff, because their defense mechanisms are not protecting them from those inner feelings. So you see, the brain needs to do that to get you functional. All right, but so that's great as you're a kid, and it gets you through school and it gets you through things. It starts protecting you. As you get older and your brain develops more, well, now it's really going to protect you. And so it will create a whole new set of beliefs that shield you and protect you from the original set of beliefs. But those original set of beliefs are still in there, Dr. Pat. And so what the side effects wind up being is that even though you're believing I'm not lovable, I'm not good enough, now your new beliefs are something is wrong with my partner, something is wrong with him, something is wrong with her, something is wrong with my boss because I didn't get the raise, something is wrong with the government because my finances are so bad, something is wrong with the doctors because my health is terrible. So we create all of these external beliefs from us to distract and deter us from those inner feelings of I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable.
I love that you cover in your book, and I want to just tell everybody, for you all that are just tuning in or you're watching us on our TV channel, I want to thank you for doing that. But here's what I'm going to say. Look, Vincent Jenna joining me here today. The book is unbelievable because it is. I love that you included comments about COVID in here, stories about COVID in here. I love that you're really bringing us current to talk about this. I want to stop. How do people get a copy of the book? Because they could see the book in your background, but I want people to know how to buy the book, get the book, or to find out about you.
Well, the easiest and the best way, of course, is Amazon, Amazon.com. And you go there, order the book, you get it in a day or at any of the fine book retailers. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be the best way so that you can get it quick and get the work quick.
Yeah, you got to get the work quick. Okay, so here's what I hear you saying, and it's in your book, and I wrote it down. I don't know exactly what. I see the page. Okay, I wrote it down. Page 50. It's crazy. I'm a Sagittarius.
I love that.
That's a little Virgo right there.
Okay,
so I wrote this down because I think this is what you're talking about. What you're talking about, or at least I see it in Defense Has the Ball, though I love when Defense gets the ball, is you don't believe what you think you believe. When you think you know what you believe, you're wrong. Right. You don't believe what you think you believe.
That's right.
I played that thing over in my mind like 10 times, and then I said, I got it. But now how do I shift from it? Because you're not going to leave us hanging there. So you're not going to leave us hanging on that. And thank you for the diagram. Thank you for putting in the diagram, the five-section mind.
The five-section mind.
I love it. So descriptive.
It's so interesting because I received some of the greatest reviews, right? And one person that reviewed it said, well, he doesn't get to the important stuff until the end. And here is the reason why I have to put in that beginning stuff. Because if I just turn around and tell you, all right, well, you don't believe what you think you believe. This is what you have to do now to do that. People are going to be walking around going because of their defense mechanisms and everything that's in that adult made mind saying, no, that's not true. That's not who I am. I have to show people what is needed to be healed.
Yeah.
I need to show them how they got there. So I even use stories of some of my reading that I did. Right. And I tell people,
I love them.
The end of the story, has this happened to you? Have you felt this about your relationships? Have you felt about your finances or your job or your dream? Right. So they need to be able to relate and go, I understand that. Just like you just did. I understand that before you can give them the answer.
You have to do this way. Can I comment on this?
Yes,
I don't know who wrote the review, but I want to tell you what I love about what you did and your approach to do it. you know, the days of schmoozing people the used car salesman version of self-help on the big screen, holding up a freebie that people kill themselves, those days are gone. And so people are smarter, more sophisticated. They bought the other T-shirt, they wore it and they burned it because it didn't explain to them their why. So we have to give people the why. And that's what you do. That's why I love what you did in this, because I am more likely to do what you're telling me to do later on in the book, which we're going to talk about here. If you explain to me, I'm not crazy. This is what's going on here. I might be a little crazy. That's okay.
We both thought, don't worry about it.
Well, it's like the crazy things kids believe. I love it. Yeah. But I love that you did this. And I'm so glad you didn't compromise on it, because we're also helping Dr. Sharon Martin write her book. And she did not compromise on doing the same thing you did. But boy, I don't know how you got your publisher to do it. Thank you, Vincent, for not compromising on a beautiful way to present that model, but a highly creative and I have to say captivating way, because your ability to tell stories and present science is just great. I just love it.
Thank you. And you know what? I think that's the true reason. Matter of fact, I know. I used to be a professional singer, actor, and dancer for the first 35 years of my life, Dr. Pat. But I believe now that all of that was to be able to get me to a point of being able to present the message. And in a way, because my message is not easy. Like we said in the beginning, you just tell it like it is, man. We'll hit the curb with you if we have to. It's no more of this mamsy-pamsy, hold you by the hand. There's too many things going on and you're suffering. We need to get to the point quicker. So, yes.
Thank you.
And because of my past experience, yes, I use that to be able to reach people quicker. But I have to tell them why. I have to tell them why you are doing what you are doing. Otherwise, you're not going to understand the answer then. You're not going to understand the answer.
People are going to read this, but I gotta pull my stuff out of the book that your book. I gotta pull it out. I gotta share it with people, because they're going to understand that what you're talking about, you're bringing it down. I love it. I am what you call a street smart spiritualist. And when I read something like I'm about to read right now, I'm going to tell you, like the show that I do later on today with Mark Anthony, the psychic and the doc show, I'm the doc. Here's what I love. I'm going to read this. Can I read this? And then you're going to
go right ahead. And I know Mark Anthony. Say hello for me. We work together at ARE.
You're going to have to come on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that happens. The law of attraction, though, is neither about consequences or retaliation. It's about a power that can only say yes to everything you direct into it. If you say and believe, I am going to have a bad day today, the law of attraction, part of the universe, says, yes, you will have a bad day today. It doesn't mean to go along with you when you say bad vibrations. It neither has choice nor agenda. And you know what I love about this? It's like somebody said to me a long time ago, Pat, you got to learn this one thing. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. But this thing right here, you're talking, and then you go on, I love this, not wanting to beat this point to death. Yes, you have to beat this point to death, Vincent.
Yes,
you
go
on to say you have to do it. And then you, and I love this, because you use Newton's first law of motion to explain it. Really? I love this. Nobody has done that before.
Right. Once you put something in motion, only an equal to or greater force can take it out of motion. And that was all put into motion from the beginning of creation. Nothing is going to stop a forward motion. Now, we can dig our heels in, which is what you see most people and their suffering and their illnesses. It actually is not a matter of that they're going backwards. You can't go backwards. You can only dig your heels in and go against the flow. And we know what happens when you go against the flow too much. So it's a matter of going with the flow. You see, everybody and the souls want to grow, want to evolve, want to manifest what you want. That's why I say stop stopping yourself, because in order for you not to experience abundance, in order for you not to experience love, you are unintentionally and unconsciously stopping yourself with those internal beliefs that you have no idea of paying attention to anymore. Look, 95 to 98% of the human mind is in unconscious awareness. 95 to 98%. That means that only 2 to 5% of the human mind is in conscious awareness. So everybody, is walking around having no idea what's going on in the majority of their minds. So they'll be the first to say, oh, I know me real well. Oh, I know exactly what I feel. I know what I'm thinking. I mean, as a psychic, I'm going in there and going, oh my God, you don't know what you're thinking because I see what you're thinking. I see what you see. I can get into that 95 and 98%, but they think they're in there. So my work is about bringing. So yeah. Here's part of the answer, right? You have to disempower the block. You have to. The way I tease people is I'm from New York and I know how obstinate New Yorkers can be and how grounded and insistent they can be, right? A part of the culture in order to survive. Well, I need to make you understand that your defense mechanisms are even stronger than the strongest New Yorker. They will do everything they can to make you survive and make you function and convince you of what you think you're believing. But the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
If you don't have unconditional love in your life, if you don't have stable finances, and I'm not just talking about whether it be you, Dr. Pat, any of your listeners, including me, right? Not everything is in my life that I want. It's because something is getting in the way. Now, there's this new phenomenon that has come along in the New Thought, New Age movement, the concept of universal or divine timing. And I love it. Everything is in divine order and divine timing. No, it's not.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that.
Not everything. Sometimes you're, like I said, you're putting on the brakes. Yes, there are some things that your soul, that you're right. not aware of, has planned for you and wanted to happen at a specific time. But that doesn't mean everything. That doesn't mean that when you're not attracting, when you're not producing and manifesting, and you're not having the abundance, that you can walk away going, well, it's in divine timing now yeah. that I am poor. It's in.
But isn't that a belief? To go back to what you said earlier.
Yes.
Okay, let's just talk about what happens when you go there for a minute. What happens when you go there? It's like in the book when you talk about why people get sick. I related to that whole section in the book because I did that. Getting sick for me was an excuse. And why was I now? I was sick for 10 years. So here's the time to justify what you say in the book. I got sick because I started to get a lot of blowback from the relationship I was in because I was buying airtime and doing something I loved and I wasn't taking that high paid job. Now, when did this network, the Transformation Network, got when did it launch? 2009, after that sad relationship end and my illness end. So it's fascinating because I can pinpoint to the things that I realize have been excuses. But this thing we're talking about here about divine timing, I see it. Maybe you don't call it that in the book. I kind of see it like the same excuse thing, maybe.
It is used as an excuse. Yes, it can be used as an excuse. And a lot of people are using it as an excuse. See, it's another phenomenon. It is. Always need to blame. Okay. And if you look at our history as a race, right, since the beginning of time, right, if people were getting sick, it had to be because of Mother Nature or because of a curse that was put on them. It was always a blame, right, because we looked at the thunder, the lightning, the fire, the storms, and so we always thought that they were these gods. So right from the beginning of time, we were blaming and had no idea of our own power because we chose to forget all of that. If you go through time, it has not changed. It has just become more sophisticated. Our blaming has become more sophisticated. So before it was, now when religion started to take over, it was you are a sinner and that's the reason why your life sucks. It's because you're a sinner, right? That's grown and sophistication has come along. Now you know what the new sophistication is with this new thought and this higher consciousness understanding, all of this metaphysical phenomena. It's either divine timing or here's another one. And this is going to be my next book, which is a real.
Okay, come on. Are you going to share it?
Yes.
Well, hold it. Don't share it yet. I want to go to break.
Go ahead.
And when we come back, are you going to give us like a little sneak peek there on the next book?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a short break because we're going to hop over into having you all know and feel what it is you know you don't know that you're saying you don't know, but you know. We're going to share this with you. And there is a test in Vincent's book. I went over this test and I said, I got to just have him talk about it. There's a test in his book. I love that he calls it a test. It's called the test of the philosophy of prosperity. And when you read this part of his book, we're going to go there when we come back. Thank you, Matthew, and thank you, Luke. So good. When we come back, we're going to get a sneak preview. But here's the question for all of us. How often do you open up your online bank account? Not because you're so excited about how much money in there, but because you're afraid there's not enough. How many days do you walk down the store and somebody said you should keep a $100 bill in your wallet? Can't even imagine having a $100 bill. But you fantasize over every movie, every Netflix series that has to do with money. How often do you wish you had what Mary had, what John had, what Joe had? How often do you wish you knew that we were going to talk about no pain, no gain when we come back? We're going to get a sneak peek. But you're going to hear the challenge here, because I am working on this myself. And when we come back, open your minds, open your hearts, because you're going to find out what's holding you back, even if you don't call into the show. Vincent, one more time, your website, how to get the book, and we're going to take a short break.
Website is vincentjenna.com. That's with a G-E-N-N-A. You can go there to link to the book on Amazon, or go right to Amazon, order that book, get it within the next 2 days, and start doing the work.
Beautiful. I love it. Benny, Lydia, let's take a short break. No pain, no gain. Test the philosophy of prosperity. And we're going to get the sneak peek. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes.
Power up with Dr. Pat at a new time. The Dr. Pat Show is still bringing you talk radio to thrive by now at a new time. Listen and watch live on KKNW and the Transformation Network Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, beginning Monday, August 28th. Stay tuned for new perspectives, powerful conversations, and epic transformation. For more information on how and where to find Dr. Pat and the rest of the Transformation Network hosts, visit thedrpatshow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Tune in to Spacious Unknowing Network, communing with your soul, with Julio Rose
and JoJo Rose.
Every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited, infinite love.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh, Benny, did you? You did it.
I had to.
Oh, my goodness. I love you, Diana.
Don't stop in the name.
You got to do this. Stop. You got to go stop.
Break my heart. Okay.
So you got to like do this now for the book. You got to go like stop.
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 No, it's
All right, everybody. From the top. Let's take it from the top. Take it from the top. Let's do this. Here we go.
Okay, Benny, where's your picture? All three of us should do the whole
I'm good. Okay, I'd love to get to our caller. We can do that.
Oh, we'll get to our caller. But wait, before we get to our caller, we have to do the sneak peek. And then we'll go to the caller. Then we'll go to this thing I read.
Okay.
Vincent's going to give us an exclusive now, Benny. Okay. Drum roll, please, Benny.
Okay, so my new book has been a spiritual excuse now ever since New Thought, New Age, all of these wonderful writers out there and luminaries out there. I usually am the only one that says this about the ego. The book that I'm writing is called God and Your Ego Are One. It is an absolutely necessary, vital piece of who we are, because all it does is identify me from you, each other. It in the Bible, it is Greek and it is Latin, and it means I. It means I. That's all it means. As a matter of fact, even God said, when Moses said, who shall I say is sending me to his people? God turns around and says, tell them I am that I am. It actually
is
ego ame, ego ame. I am that I am. I. That's all it is. But everybody wants to blame something. And that is our problem. So we went from saying that we're sinners to, well, now, yes, we're spiritual, and you can walk and talk just like our spiritual leaders have, as long as you remove your ego. Om. You know, get down to your essence. Om. And don't feel anything about who you are. You're not allowed to. Om. Nonsense. I am here to enjoy who I am. I am here to appreciate what I know. I am here to appreciate and experience my divinity. And that is all defined by I. Now, here's what's interesting about that. Once you experience yourself and you start to feel that appreciation, you automatically project it out with others, and you appreciate them as well.
That's why we're going to go to our caller. Because see, if we were not doing this, oh my God, when is this book coming out? I got to go to Renee. But when is the book coming out? I mean, like, you're already working on it, right?
Oh, it's already out. Oh, my new book. Oh, I'm working on that. Oh, my new book, God and Your Ego Will Want. It'll be out.
Okay, because if you do that, we have got to build a whole summit around that.
Okay.
That's how super important that is.
Yes.
Because I don't want to keep talking. I want to go to Renee. The reason I love this is there's so much of what and the way I talk about this. I've never been a New Age person. As a matter of fact, I got into a big online debate with Eckhart Tolle. And, you know, I love Eckhart, but I did get on a big debate with him. And I said, you know what? I'm writing a book called The Power of Next because I don't really understand that, because even the moment we spent that was in the now 2 minutes ago, we're already on to the next.
That's right.
And I planned it and you planned it. But let's go to the phones because Renee called in because Renee planned it. Right, Benny? So she's already on The Power of Next. But I can't wait for this book. Renee.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don't walk away, Renee. One of my favorite songs.
Like that song.
I know.
Yeah,
he
the
can sing,
did a version. Yeah.
I know. If you saw us today, we both have the same hairdo. We did. We didn't even plan it. But if you look at his hair and my hair, it's like the same do. How can we help you, Renee? We want to make sure we get you in here, get you some stuff.
Well, I like Vincent's perspective, and I'm wondering if it could help with some issues I have with my health.
Go right ahead. Okay. What is your question in regards to your health? Do you have a specific question?
Yeah, lay it on us.
Well, it's just chronic issues I've had, and I've been doing all kinds of things to work on it, and I just want to know if I know.
And here's the thing, Renee, you've been doing wonderful things because you're trying to take self-love steps. And that's very important. It's mostly important that a person cares enough about their health and their issues that they're doing at least something. I will have to tell you this. Everything that you're doing is absolutely on the surface. If you get my book, you will understand one of the five reasons why we become ill. And for you, one, it's number one issue, is you have a lot of things suppressed inside your mind from your youth. And especially when it's chronic, it's been carrying on for such a long time. You're such a powerful energy, and I know that. You're also psychic and intuitive. Do you use that now at all, Renee?
Yeah, do you use that, Renee?
I have in the past. Sometimes when the issues flare up, I feel like I'm not in touch with it.
No, you're not going to be, because the channel closes. Every time you experience something negative, the channel closes. Every time you have a positive attitude and a positive feeling and feel well, the channel opens. But you can open the channel by going to the core of the issue. And here is the thing. So think of all the power that you have. Now, what would happen if you keep taking energy and you keep compacting it tighter and tighter and tighter? Isn't that the way they created the atom bomb? Then they take an atom and compress it so powerfully that the atom split, right? Consider that's what's happening to your body right now. You're imploding because all of this other hurt and these maladaptive self-beliefs, the I'm not good enough and I'm not deserving enough, are being so compressed in there, and your defense mechanisms are so strong because you're getting through life and you're surviving great, but you're compressing, and you're not releasing. You just have to acknowledge that I have to go in there and heal little Renee. Little Renee has all the scars on her heart. Not Big Renee. Big Renee has never caused the problem. Just so that you know, hon, you've only compounded what's already in little Renee. And all you have to do is be willing and do work to get little Renee to the surface so that you can recondition her, reparent her, and start making her feel more divine and worthy. And all of a sudden, you'll start seeing your health flourish. Another thing that you reason why is, I believe it's reason number four, as to why you are ill, you're punishing yourself unconsciously without knowing it. Too much correction has gone on in your youth as well. And the pattern is almost being followed now. It's like, I'm not deserving, I'm not good enough. Almost like there's a part of you that does believe, I don't deserve a healthy life and to thrive like everybody else. That's little Renee, that's not big Renee saying that, because I know you don't hear that. But you got to work on what's inside of you. I promise, with the energy you have, you will flourish like you can't believe. Okay, Renee?
Renee, you got that?
I just got your book, so I'll start reading that too.
There you go,
how to connect with Vincent directly.
Yes, too, please connect with me.
Look, yeah, these are really short readings, but man, if you ever heard anybody do a reading, nobody does it like him. He probably gave you four ideas, four solutions, four reasons in less than about 4 minutes. So the website is Vincent Genna, GENNA.com. And I already sent Linda an email to hire Vincent to work with us on something very specific. So that's how powerful this is. Renee, would you follow up with us and Vincent and
please,
let us know how this is working for you?
Yeah, I will.
Because we're here to support you on the journey. Right?
Listen, when you do this, Renee, you're going to be going out into the world and teaching others how to do it, too. You do realize that. So
I'd like that.
No, you've got it. You will. Thank you, Renee. Thanks for calling in. Thank you. We have the best audience on the planet. Do you know that?
You do.
20 years. Doing this 20 years.
So open is amazing. Well, like attracts like, Dr. Pat. So because of who you are, you're attracting those people who, number one, are genuine in their wanting to grow. They just don't want this fluffy material just to make life, if I just listen to good stuff, everything will be better in my life. No, you're not fluff. And you know why you're not fluff? Because you come from darn New York.
I come from the Bronx.
You come from the
projects in the Bronx.
You can't walk down the streets of the Bronx with fluff. Otherwise, you're not not going to survive it all. So I get it. And you know what? And I'm saying that jokingly, but seriously at the same time, because every soul chooses where they're going to incarnate for a specific reason. Yeah. And now, not only that, but I'm Italian. Hello. So add the Italian plus the New York, and being arrogant is me. You get through to people.
Yeah. Did you know what I just discovered? And I'm not going to go into the long story because I've been talking about it. My uncle passed away, but my friend did a genealogy thing. And I said, do not look up the Basile side of the family. I already know the secret. All the relatives are in Brazil and South America. Don't even look at them. So my friend looked up my mom's side of the family. My grandfather was born in Brazil as a farmer. And they changed his name from an S to an A so he can marry my Italian grandmother. So that's another story for a mother by another brother and a grandfather.
All right, I'll give you another quick one too. Jenna, you cannot find Jenna in Sicily. My entire family is Sicily. And the reason why you can't find Jenna in Sicily, because we're not Sicilian. Jenna is Arabic. We migrated from Tunis, Africa, but the Italians didn't want anybody to know that.
What happened in South America.
Yes. Look,
I know we've got 5 minutes left and I've got to get to this.
Okay,
first of all, thank you for putting these little scripture things in the book. I love it.
I like that too. Yes.
I want to just talk about this. And boy, this is going to be part one of what we're going to do. I've already sent Linda a message to have you come on the Psychic and the Doc show. But I love this one thing. Let's get real. And you put Matthew in here, right? Matthew, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. What? If you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Now, what's the upside of that? If you believe, you will see whatever you ask for. What is the downside? People think that prayer means religion. They do. You know that. So let's bust the crust out of this thing and help some people today, like you just helped me. And I got to call you separately to tell you how. But you just pointed out to me in reading the book and going back over it, what I am doing that's not just holding me back, but that's holding things back. But this thing right here, if we just did this one thing, what would happen?
That you transformation, when you do that work, when you do the work, everything starts to change. When you start believing that you deserve, it's written everywhere. It's written everywhere. And just so that you know, all those beautiful words that are in the Bible and that Jesus even said, Jesus came down to show us who we were and remind us who we were, not who he was. Eric Butterworth, who is an author, wrote Celebrating Yourself. And he says it perfectly, that Jesus, the fundamental want to believe that Jesus was God becoming man, when in actuality, Jesus was man becoming God, which is what our role is. And Matthew, that written in Matthew, there is another Bible, according to Thomas, that was purposely removed from the Bible, because in that gospel, Jesus said, yes, Peter, upon you I shall build my church, but let not my church be of brick and mortar. Yeah. Let it be wherever you discuss who you are, your magnificence, your divinity, and all of that. So that we need to believe in something, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And the problem is that we're believing in what the world and the universe is teaching us by the way we're treated, by our parents' opinions of us or the adults' opinion. That's what we're believing in who we are. And that's not who we are. We were already divine and magnificent. No person, no circumstance defines who you are. You were defined already and you get to define yourself now. Yeah. And in your believing is how you create. And in your core beliefs, core. My book is core exercise, core work, not surface work, core. And you don't need to go to a therapist for 12 years to get to the core. All you have to do is be willing and brave and commit to doing the work. It will be the most difficult work you ever do. You can become a CEO of a corporation easier than you can get rid of the scars in your life.
But the benefits are tenfold, like in the Bible, right? I mean, Job, everybody thinks Job, the thing that happened to Job in the Bible, everybody thinks Job like that. This was 9 months of Job's life. Everybody think it was like 200. You know, this was 9 months of agony for Job, and he reaped the rewards. Here's what you say in your book.
I mean,
yeah. Here you go. The bottom line is you're unconsciously developing in any or all of the beliefs without realizing you only lack one. Self-belief, simply. You have lack in your life because you lack self-belief. Now you understand the true unconditional self-belief. See, this is why you're saying this is going to take the work. See, those are just a few words. Then you go on to say, so every time I have a little doubt in myself, this is what got to me. I cried when I read this. I don't really believe in or love myself. Doubt alone is like a little gray cloud that comes along and covers the sun. Even though you can't see the sun in that moment, you know, it's still there and be shining through again shortly. See, this is you. You're the guy that's going to bring all the tools. You're going to write the great books. You're going to show up as a superpower presence. And then you're going to remind us we are the light and love, aren't you?
Well, Dr. Pat, if my life turns out even half of what you just said, then I will feel that I achieved everything that I was meant to achieve here. I had been through a lot of torment myself in my youth until I was 17 years old, including all sorts of abuse.
Yeah.
And I know what it was like not to love myself, not to believe in myself. And when I think of that pain and then think of my brothers and sisters on this planet going through the same type of pain, because that's what makes people act the way they do, it hurts me so much to know that they're going through that. I'm even more motivated every day to try to help them. And I have tremendous compassion towards them. And don't get me wrong, I'm capable of being righteous for righteousness' sake. I'm capable of standing up against the wrongdoing, but standing up in a compassionate, loving way rather than putting them up against the wall and now shooting them, because that's not going to help anything. It's only love and understanding that's going to turn any of this around.
I love this. Look, this way that you've told this story, and I honor that you waited to the latter part of the books to really give us the key, because I don't think that many of us would have really latched onto it without the explanation. I want to thank you for this. And I've already told Linda to really book you again for a couple of other things, including a consult with me so I can hire you for something. But here's what I love. I want people to know how they get this book, but also they need to know about you. Your website, and then I want to know your personal message. Thank you for this hour. It went by so quickly, but so powerfully, Vincent.
It always does with us because of the energy. Go to my website at vincentgenna.com, G-E-N-N-A. You can connect with me there on all my social media platforms. I'm doing all of this live broadcasting on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And there is a group. If you get this book, you can go to my group called The Secret That's Holding You Back on Facebook. And people are already sharing the results of their journeys after just reading this book one time and doing one exercise in it. It is amazing. So when we share with each other and I'm there communicating with you, that is going to be the best way. I have media all on my website so you can see all different shows that I've done and get to learn about me even more so. But get to learn about you is the reason why I put that all up there. Because every time you look at something and you go, wow, I like that. Oh, I love what he said. Understand that that's not about me then. That's about you and something resonating and waking up inside of you. When you all listen to Dr. Pat and you listen to myself and you're sitting there going, wow, I really like what they have to say, then that shows you, you know it already. And so, yes, I have a lot of years of practicing this, so I know what I know. And now it's your turn to know what you know. And all you have to do is listen, do the work, and you'll find out what you know about yourself and your magnificence and your divinity instantaneously. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You're amazing. And I so appreciate you and your program and the light you put across to the world.
And, you know, Vincent, the world needs this, needs more of you, needs more of these tools. I'm glad you're really doing this on social media and Facebook. Thank you so much for being you again. Thank you so much for not giving up. Thank you so much for keep going. And I do appreciate, relate the hardship that you went through early on in your life. That's how we're twins. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. I mean, you have asked us for more of this and we have lined it up for you. Every aspect of what you asked us for, we're working on, including more conversations about creating a green planet. Thank you, Vincent.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers. and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.